Lesson Tee with Steve Riggs.
The Lesson Tee is sponsored by threeballs.com, the website for all of your golf needs. We have Stephen Yellen, the creator of the Fluid Motion Factor, working out of the Ledbetter World Headquarters at Champions Gate in Orlando. Stephen, from a Fluid Motion Factor standpoint, can you share with listeners how a smooth golf swing is created?
A fluid motion in any sport is created identically because everyone's brain physiology works the same. It's has nothing to do with sports psychology. This has to do with the neurophysiology. Whether you're walking down the street or you're swinging a golf club, to produce fluid motion, you have to have a very distinct process occur in your brain, and I call it the fluid motion factor. There's two parts of the brain that are very important for producing motion. One is called the prefrontal cortex, which is the discriminating intellect of the mind, of the brain, and the other is the motor system. When listeners had their best ball striking rounds, what happens during the motion, the signal to generate that motion, of course you have to have a signal and intention to generate a motion or else you won't pull the trigger,
right.
The signal is bypassing the prefrontal cortex, the intellect, and it's going right to the motor system, and it's the motor system which communicates with the body to produce fluid motion. And the problem, and it's a huge problem on any level, is when the prefrontal cortex intercepts that signal, just slightly delays it in moving to the motor system, then in the middle of the motion, the body is looking for direction from the mind. It's not forthcoming. There's too many processes going on in there, and that's when the bulk of your core muscles dominate the motion. That's never good when that happens.
Most everybody knows about muscle memory, and you say that once a golf swing is grooved, that it can't break down. With some of the colossal meltdowns that have taken place on the PGA Tour this year, the most striking, of course, being Rory McIlroy's agonizing loss at the Honda. Can you explain that?
Muscle memory is very much like saving money in a savings account. You put your money in, and whenever you go to the bank, your money is there. You go on Tuesday, it's there. You go a year from now, it's there. And it's identical with muscle memory. Once a swing has been grooved, which means a golfer can go to the range, drop a bucket of balls, and be more or less satisfied with the results. At that point, during the round, if his swing starts to get a little funky, it's not so much that it broke down. What broke down was his ability to access what he already owns. And the muscle memory is stored in the part of the brain known as the basal ganglia. Accessing what you already own is the slipperiest slope in all of sports. I'll give you a very clear example of it. Let's say a pro in a PGA tournament hits his tee shot and it's just a terrible shot. What would happen if he turned around, teed it up, and hit it into the parking lot where there's no goal, so it really doesn't matter what the outcome is? Do you think that just about 100% of the time he's going to nail it?
Oh, he'll lace it.
Yeah, so what it is that his swing really didn't break down when he's facing the fairway. Because if it broke down when he faced the fairway, when he turned around and he teed it up into the parking lot, it would break down again. But 90, 95%, probably 100% of the time, it's not going to break down. So what broke down was his ability to access what he already owns.
How does a player gauge their swing based on the principles of the fluid motion factor?
Well, Steve, the proof is in the pudding. If someone's hitting a lot of fairways or a lot of greens, or if they're hitting solid shots, or if the feedback is good from the body, meaning that it feels like the swing is sequenced and there's a feeling of freedom and lightness to the swing, 80-90% of the time, they're fine. They're going to be accessing the fluid motion factor. I think golfers are smart enough, they've played enough golf to know when they have access, sort of that secret sauce, because the swing is very smooth, it's very effortless, and the ball goes where they want it to go.
Let's turn, Stephen, to the weekend warrior or mid-level handicap player that's listening. I'm sure they're sitting there going, okay, I get it. What can I do to connect with my fluid motion factor? Is there anything that a listener might be able to relate to when it comes to the fluid motion factor? Maybe, you know, maybe they're unwittingly accessing it and they don't even know it.
The program, as you know, Steve, is a step-by-step, very thorough program that takes you from A to Z to give you a systematic means of accessing what you already own. It's not a program, really, that gives a 10-second tip and you go out there and all of a sudden your game is transformed. I just wanted to preface what I'm going to say with those remarks. There is something that your average golfer can do. That is bury the DNA goal. What's the DNA goal?
Right.
The DNA goal is the embedded goal in a sport. You never have to think about it. For instance, someone's about to shoot a basketball, you do not have to remind them before they shoot that it would be a good idea if the ball went in the basket. If someone's about to serve in tennis, you would never have to remind them that it would be a good idea if the ball actually went in the service box. Someone has an 8-foot putt. Regardless of what's going on in the round, regardless of what's going on in their life, does anyone have to ever remind them that it would be a good idea to make the putt? Well, of course not. It's ridiculous. It's a DNA goal. But what happens is that a golfer will remind himself about 6 or 7 times, make the putt, make the putt, make the putt, stating the obvious over and over. And by doing that, they're systematically shutting down the fluid motion factor, which would soften their hand and have their ability to actually control the speed of the putt, which is absolutely crucial. So my advice to the weekend warriors out there is don't remind yourself of the obvious. Bury that DNA goal. The results with this program, and obviously, you know, I'm a little biased here, okay? But,
right.
I mean, I've seen some extraordinary results with this program because golfers, I think more than anything, they just want to be more consistent. They just want to hit more shots. That's
right.
Whether it's on the left side of the green or the right side of the green for your average weekend warrior, the left side of the fairway, they just want to have that sense of satisfaction of hitting the ball in the center of the club face and just, you know, just seeing the ball go into those beautiful blue skies. They know they can do it. Golfers know they can do it because they do it in practice. Occasionally, they do it during the round, but they just want to do it more often.
Right.
And that's what this program will teach you.
A mutual friend of Stevens and mine put her finger on what this program, the Fluid Motion Factor, is all about. LPGA Tour legend and member of the World Golf Hall of Fame and teaching professional, Carol Mann, says of the Fluid Motion Factor, it's the sliver that fits very nicely between swing mechanics and sports psychology. The Fluid Motion Factor is the missing link when it comes to the mind-body relationship. I know we have listeners from literally around the world. If they want to get a hold of you and maybe come and see you at Champions Gate, they just can go to the Fluid Motion Factor website.
Yeah, it's fluidmotiongolf.com. There's a link to contact me.
Is there anything that a player can do to help themselves connect or gain a better understanding of their Fluid Motion Factor?
Yes, they can take my program. There's a few ways that they can do it. One is I videotape an online certification program to teach teachers how to teach this program, which also can be used for players. They just listen from the perspective of playing rather than from teaching. And there's two different levels of that program. One level would just be the program, and the second level would be a few Skype sessions with me, or go through the program at David Ledbetter's fabulous facility here at Champions Gate. I wrote a book. The book will be out in about 6 to 8 weeks. That would be a good start as well. All the information on these programs could be found on my website, fluidmotiongolf.com.
Can listeners maybe assume that one day the Fluid Motion Factor is going to come to a practice facility close to them?
You know, that's the whole goal, Steve, is to get this program out to as many PGA and coaches, PGA instructors and coaches as possible.
Right.
Because once someone goes through it, literally within a few minutes, their swing becomes fluidized.
Right.
Where they're accessing that process, which quiets the mind, makes the mind very quiet and soft. Time feels like it's moving very slowly, which is a great feeling. And then
right.
The body becomes very liquid and very powerful at the same time. So hopefully, you know, we are, there's a lot of people going through the program now, and hopefully a Fluid Motion Factor instructor will show up in your listeners' area.
Stephen, thank you so much, and I certainly hope that we can have you back soon for an update on how the Fluid Motion Factor word is spreading.